Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Kia ora, Kirsten. How are you going?
I'm going good, Morena, to everybody. I hope you're ready for this exciting, weird show today.
Yeah, so what are we talking about today?
So we're talking about music for plants. So, okay. Which I did not know existed. So, you know, in preparation for the show, I've been reading all the what happened in 2021 music scene, you know, to sort of, you know, we get this time of year, we always get sort of capturing what happened last year. And one of the trends in 2021 was music for plants Spotify playlists. There was nearly 3 million.
Oh my God.
That's like people are into this. Some people think, oh, it's because of the pandemic, you know, people are home and maybe, you know, they bought houseplants and they were focusing on it. I don't know. Maybe because having plants in the home is about, helps with sort of healing and meditation and green space. Everyone's just guessing because nobody knows.
No.
All good things, though. All good things. We love plants.
That's right. So then there are some people that think that playing music literally for your plants helps them grow better. And people swear it happens. Scientists, not exactly sure. It has not been confirmed. But people swear that, you know, if you play the right kind of music to your plants, they grow thick and lovely and green.
All right. Well, shall we test it out and get into the first track?
Okay. So let's see if you all feel it growing when you hear this. So this is Mort Garson from 1976 Mother Earth's Plantastic.
So what can you tell us about this track, Kirsten?
Okay. Besides that, yes, it's lovely, and I do feel like emerging from my seed.
Great to start the day.
Yeah. He was a Canadian sort of Moog artist. He played the Moog, which was this old kind of synthesizer that took up heaps of space.
I was going to say, what is a Moog?
Yeah, it's this old synthesizer with lots of chords and buttons that you had to press to make the sound. And he's an iconic guy. He apparently has one of the most bizarre resumes in pop music. Did so many different things. And he made this in 1976, and it was given out free in some plant shops, you know, to help your plants.
Was there a certain type of plant, or was it just all plants?
Well, I don't know about this album, but apparently on Spotify there are special playlists for ivy, for ferns, for cacti.
I love that.
Is this just a cash grab?
Well, I don't know. So, no, some people really believe it. So there was a book that came out in 1973 called The Secret Life of Plants, and that was about playing music to someone's plants. And so a lot of people were really inspired by it, which is why, you know, then Mort made this, you know, a couple of years later. And it's just sort of like a phase that was around in the 70s, and people have gotten back into it for some reason in 2021.
Text in 5395 if you have tried playing music to your plants.
What's your favorite song to play to your plants,
guys? Has it worked?
Apparently they like strings, classical music, maybe with some bird sounds, no rap or rock, okay?
is that
naturally
bad?
Yes, lots of classical, lots of piano. So yeah, it does sound a little bit, you know, like people are making assumptions, but I don't know. A lot of people really swear it helps. Like, you know, they'll try to do experiments with a plant in one room and a plant in another room without the music. One scientist thinks it's just noise, you know, just having noise, you know, as if they were outside. There would be certain noise that inspires certain times of the year to grow, you know. Some people think it's just the extra attention. They can feel the love.
Oh, and the song rules.
So it's a whole album. If you know, I suppose you can just put the whole thing on repeat and let it play to your little planties.
Someone's texted in, didn't Stevie Wonder do a plant album?
He absolutely did around the same time.
Oh, my God.
Secret Life of Plants, literally inspired by the book. His, I don't know, is, you know, obviously it's meditative for Stevie, but Stevie's music's always so complex and interesting. It doesn't have that sort of simplistic quality that some people think.
Oh, now this is a very different vibe. So what's this, Kirsten?
This is Jacques Dutronc, Les Cactus, from 1967. Now, so some of the playlists aren't actually the help plant grow ones. They're just songs that reference plants.
Okay.
You know, so people like just themed. And so songs like this would be on these playlists as well. Just anything that has plants in the title or mentions plants or the sun in the songs. So yes, this was on people's playlists. And he's a very cool dude, very cult figure in France. He was an actor and singer. This song's been covered even by Vanessa Paradis. Johnny Depp fans will know who she is.
Okay.
So this is an iconic song. It went to number 4 on the charts back then. But so I don't know if there's a dance to go with it, but succulents, very popular.
Is it a metaphor, the cactus, or is he literally just singing about a cactus?
It is a metaphor. It was actually some politician called another politician a cactus. Like, don't be a cactus.
Ah.
You know, like, don't be so prickly and hard to get along with.
Someone's texted in, I played Carnivorous Plant Society to my peace lily, and now it won't stop attacking me. Okay.
They really are listening.
So be careful. Yeah, maybe if you play this song to your non-succulents, they will grow spikes.
That's something to do on your long weekend?
Yeah, have a little bit of an experiment.
So this is the last song that you've picked for us.
So this is 2021. Okay, so this is still happening. This is by an artist called Vegan, and it's called Mushroom Abolitionist. And so this is more back to the kind that possibly helps them grow, rather just celebrating their existence with their names. This artist is a British producer. He's produced a lot for Frank Ocean, and Frank Ocean does have some popular songs in these plant playlists.
Yeah, I can see plants liking Frank Ocean.
Yeah, some people swear they do. Now, one scientist just said, look, frankly, it won't hurt. You know, so... I mean, I'm worried, you know, what if you do play some rock or rap and they don't like it? But now, so I've done, you know, a music degree and studied music my whole life, and one of the articles said the plants like isochronic tones, and I don't know what that is.
I was going to say, what is an isochronic tone?
Yeah,
does
I don't know.
Does anyone on the text machine know what an isochronic tone
yeah,
is?
Google that, but be careful, who knows what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Don't do images.
I take no responsibility. Someone says, what about the plant musical Little Shop of Horrors?
Oh, excellent, yeah, absolutely. And look how much he grew. And he did, like, nurture that plant and sing to it. So absolutely that was playing into that idea. Although that plant was from outer space, but, you know.
Little different.
You know, a plant's a plant.
Someone also says, can these songs help me keep my plants from dying, or am I just a bad plant parent?
No, you need to play up music.
Yeah.
You absolutely need to get one of these 2.9 million Spotify plant playlists.
So much. That's so many playlists and songs all about plants.
Now, okay, even weird maths nerds. So the jump in 2001 from how many plant playlists there were in 2020 to 2021 is 1,400%.
Oh, my goodness.
So 1,400 times.
2021, massive year for the plants.
Yeah.
I love that. That's quite sweet, really. You think of everyone at home.
Now, I guess
their plants.
There might be, I'm sure there might be online some instructions about, you know, speakers, you know, what to hook up, volume, you know, does Bluetooth work, you know, do you have lots of wires around, you know, how does this actually play out in real life?
Because, like, literally, you are the worst.
Is that in the song?
Yeah.
We had our breakfast food segment host yesterday, Sam Lowe, talk about mushrooms.
Oh!
So a nice little mushroom week on breakfast.
Right. Yes, we're getting a theme emerging.
I wonder if it helps you cook them as well, listening to the mushroom songs. I definitely need that.
Now, speaking of cactus, though, I go to this really fabulous little Mexican hole in the wall out way at the end of Henderson, and they have cactus tacos for vegetarians.
Oh, yummy.
Wait, I'm too scared. Even though I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, you should give it a go.
I'm too scared. I can't eat a cactus, unfortunately.
I'm sure it's different than just, like, biting
have
into one in your gum.
Have you seen the
taco? Have I seen how
I'm
it looks?
I'm sure it looks less intimidating than it sounds.
I know. I know, but I'm still too scared. So I cave in and go get meat, even though I'm a vegetarian. I'm a flexitarian.
Hey, it's all about being a flexitarian. You do what you can.
It's tacos. You know, you got to make an exception for tacos.
Someone says, what about dancing for plants? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's a little
absolutely.
Bit of
absolutely.
Okay.
I think you absolutely should do it, and I think you should all film yourselves doing it and send it to BFM, and we will all not laugh at you. We absolutely take you seriously.
All right.
Well, but just imagine it's the effect it's going to have on you, you know?
Yeah.
If you're playing lovely music that you feel is calming and you think it's for your plants, and then you get the achievement of your plants, you know, glossy and green, well, you know.
Yes.
It's going to feel
do it for yourself
fantastic.
As much as your expensive fancy Monstera plant.
That's right. So there's going to be a whole big jump in sales this weekend at Plant Barn.
Yes, me being one of them, because all of my plants died over the summer, so I need to. I'll play some of the mushroom
We've
tracks.
We've only got
to
one
them.
Proper plant parent in the flat. She's going to get really weirded out by me going up with my laptop playing music.
You ever heard of Jacques Dutronc?
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much,
Kirsten.
You're welcome.
Music for plants. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.